Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, Texans week two opponent, the Baltimore Ravens. Not the easiest opponent to face, but Bill O'Brien does have success in week two. Could I interest you in some stats, OG?
You know you can.
4-2 is Bill O'Brien's record in week two. That's good. 4-2, you will take that anytime. Now, this is going to be the best opponent that he's faced, but 4-2, you'll definitely take that. After a loss, after a week one loss, B.O.B. is 2-2. So, kind of falls off a little bit after you lose week one. And in the first 2 weeks of the season combined, in his six-plus years, Bill O'Brien is 6-7. But a 4-2 record, you'll take.
You will. I mean, obviously, it's you have to grade on a curve based on, you know, some of the opponents and that you were seeing. I've never remembered. We said it when the schedule came. I can't remember a Chiefs Ravens type opener in this club's history.
No, and there hasn't been one, especially in Bill O'Brien's history. And we've been in the lab, trip in memory lane. This is an In the Loop special. Let's go back in time to Bill O'Brien, the first 2 weeks of each of Bill O'Brien's season, and let's just have some fun remembering what all has gone down. Let's start in 2014. It was Fitzmagic. Fitzmagic time. Bill O'Brien's first game as head coach of the Texans. The Washington Redskins come to town. Texans win 17-6. Bill O'Brien's least favorite player of all time and his most favorite player of all time scored the two touchdowns for the Texans. DeAndre Hopkins, with a pass from Ryan Fitzpatrick, and Alfred Blue finds the end zone.
Who?
Against the Redskins. Alfred Blue finds the end zone. Texans win 17-6 week one. Go on to week two. Good start for Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
Raiders come to town. More Fitzmagic. He throws for less than 150 yards, but that doesn't stop the Texans from winning 30-14 over the Oakland Raiders behind their defense and forcing some turnovers. 2-0, a start in 2014 for Bill O'Brien.
That was, obviously, that was his first season. So, you know, it was pretty promising at that point. You're thinking, all right, they might be onto something here with this cat.
You were thinking that. So we go into 2015. Obviously, the Texans finish the season 9-7 in 2014. We go down to 2015, and this is where it gets really fun. National attention for your Houston Texans. Before the season started, before we get into the first two games, one of my favorite trips down memory lane, the white boy slim era, Ryan Mallett and Brian Hoyer. Let's go back to Hard Knocks before the season. Bill O'Brien informing Mallett and Hoyer who the starting quarterback would be.
You know, I think basically they pay me to make decisions in the name of consistency with the team and trying to get this team into a rhythm, especially offensively. I think it's time to name a starter. So I'm going to name Brian the starter, Ryan, okay? And really, it comes down to consistency. It's just consistency over time from OTAs through training camp, and it's really not that big of a difference. You've got to earn it every day. Okay, now, and what I would expect from you, Ryan, is to be a professional about it, to prepare like a starter, be ready to play.
Well.
So we go to the season as we revisit the first 2 weeks of Bill O'Brien's seasons. And we know that Bill O'Brien kind of changes his mind from time to time. First 2 weeks of the 2015 season, no doubts. Bill O'Brien changing his mind. Hoyer gets the starts the first week against Kansas City at NRG. Texans lose 27-20. So we go to Carolina. Ryan Mallett gets a crack to get the W. Does not happen. Texans lose 24-17, 2 7-point losses to start the season. Ryan Mallett, ended up kind of falling out of favor. Hoyer took over. They actually made the playoffs that year, mm-hmm. faced the Kansas City Chiefs. But in the spirits of Ryan Mallett, let's pour one out for my man Mallett. And remember when Ryan Mallett was at Gruden QB camp.
How do you handle all the criticism? I hear people that criticizing you, questioning you. How do you handle all that right now?
I just do what I know how to do. Just play football.
Mm-hmm. Because I felt like you were almost getting interrogated, man, at the combine. I mean, they're asking you some tough questions.
Yes, sir.
What'd I say I would do to you if I was playing against you?
You bust the crap out of
me. Why would I, though?
Because I'm not fast.
That voice is pretty deep, man. Now, you got a hard count?
Yes, sir.
Brad Johnson, my boy, he had a great hard count. Let me hear what you got. See if you can make me jump.
Down! 2288! 2288! Hold on!
Pretty good.
I miss Ryan Mallett. I'm sorry.
He had a one-of-a-kind personality.
He had a very, very intense personality. So we go to 2016, revisiting Bill O'Brien the first 2 weeks in. 2016 was the Brock Osweiler year. Two ugly wins, but two wins nonetheless. 23-14 against the Chicago Bears, and then 19-12 against the Kansas City Chiefs. This was when Bill O'Brien would win his first playoff game against the Raiders without Derek Carr down to their third quarterback, but they started that season out 2-0. 2017, another one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. Deshaun Watson had just been selected by Rick Smith.
But he wasn't the starter.
He wasn't the starter. Myself and John Lopez said from the beginning, I don't care how good he knows the system, Deshaun Watson should start over Tom Savage. Yep. However, week one begins, Texans versus Jags at NRG. Texans completely dominated in the first half. Out trots Deshaun Watson. Texans score their first touchdown, but they end up getting blown out by the Jacksonville Jags 29-7. Deshaun Watson never looks back. He's named the starter after that. But Tom Savage was the starter, and Jalen Ramsey, then a member of the Jacksonville Jaguars, could not believe that Bill O'Brien started Tom Savage over Deshaun effing Watson.
Come on, man. Deshaun should have been starting the whole game. Come on, man. Come on, man.
So what did you see from Watson when he was
in? I think he gives them a better chance.
I mean, he wasn't wrong. He was honest.
He was so disgusted.
Oh, just a question.
Now, Texans start out 0-1, but week two, short week. Deshaun Watson getting his first start on a Thursday night. He doesn't get a full week of preparation.
Mm-hmm.
Bill O'Brien decides to go with Deshaun Watson against the Cincinnati Bengals.
What does he do?
The long run by Deshaun. Texans get the dub 13-9, and Houston feels like they finally found the quarterback in Deshaun Watson. However, season ends with a torn ACL. Deshaun rehabs. He's ready to go week one against the New England Patriots. Loopholes United. $10,000.
Oh,
in my
that was
bag
that game.
To Las Vegas. We were betting $10,000 as a team.
I forgot about that.
We were going to win about $35,000. We were going to give it out to the listeners. It was going to be a fun time. Mm-hmm. But the Texans lose the game in New England.
And you lost your Venmo.
To 20. And this will always be known for Bill O'Brien versus John McClain after the game. At the end of the first half, Rob Gronkowski appeared to drop the ball. However, the Texans don't call timeout so we can get challenged. New England scores. They never look back. They end up winning 27-20. John McClain asked Bill O'Brien about that play, and the Not My Job classic
man
was born.
No, it's not my it's not my job to do that. Okay, like, so we're all clear on that. Yeah, I mean, yeah, great. Yeah, I guess so, John. That's not my job, though, to call a timeout to make their job easier. You know, whatever you're going to write, you're going to write. But, like, that's not my job to do that.
That, well, we've had a couple of hits that we've we often revisit on this show. The Jalen Ramsey and that one for sure.
Yeah. Man, 20,000. We were rolling deep, Loopholes.
You lost your Venmo because they didn't believe that.
They thought I was like a bookie.
Yeah.
I was just trying to go get us 3-1 odds on a bet. Did not happen. And week two, it got even worse. It's one thing to lose to the New England Patriots, but the Texans, who started out with two straight road games, traveled to Tennessee. Marcus Mariota out for the Tennessee Titans. Mike Vrabel looking for his first when Blaine Gabbert,
mm-hmm.
the quarterback for the Tennessee Titans, he wasn't great, but because of a little special teams trickery, the Texans started out 0-2 mm-hmm. in 2018.
Brett Kern, the veteran putter, 11th year out of Toledo, stands at the Tennessee 20-yard line. Tyler Irvin back deep, and it's a fake punt and wide open right sideline across the 40, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Dane Cruikshank, a rookie from Arizona, with the catch and run for a touchdown on a trick play in a punt formation.
Texans lose 20-17. Offense looked a little bit stagnant. Offensive line was struggling. Actually started that season 0-3 before going 11-5 and losing to the Indianapolis Colts. But an 0-2 start in the first 2 weeks as we go through the history of B.O.B. 2019, national TV, New Orleans. Texans versus the New Orleans Saints.
Man, this one hurt.
Deshaun Watson, with under a minute left, finds Kenny Stills. Looked like Kenny Stills, who'd been with the team for about a week, was going to be the hero. However, Aaron Colvin basically went in the stands and got a hot dog instead of playing defense at the end. He's about 36 yards off of the receiver. Saints get into field goal range. They kick the game-winning field goal 30-28. Deshaun Watson deserved a better fate on this night. We won't even replay that field goal because that one hurts way too bad. We wanted that one very bad. We go to week two. You want to talk about some of the favorite moments of In the Loop? Texans versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. Minshew Mania, his first career start after Nick Foles was hurt the previous week. Texans with a 7-point lead late in the game. Minshew leads a drive down the field. Jacksonville scores with under a minute remaining.
Uh-oh, where's Justin Reed?
And then they decided to go for two. And Justin Reed in the Texans' D popped that Viagra.
Jacksonville going for the lead right here from the 2-yard line. Minshew with the gun, three receivers left. Handoff Fournette running left. And he stopped. Justin Reed got in there. The D stiffens on the 2-point conversion try. The Texans have the lead 13-12 with 30 seconds left.
There we go. 1-1, which brings us to 2020. What's going to happen now? We know what happened week one. Houston Texans versus the Kansas City Chiefs, 34-20. Clyde Edwards-Helaire runs all over the Houston Texans, and now it is on to Baltimore. Bill O'Brien looks to improve his 4-2 week two record. He looks to get above 500 when it comes to playing in week two after a week one loss, and that's where we are right now. Bill O'Brien, with a 3-day head start on the Baltimore Ravens, heads into the second week of the season right down the street.
So what does it all mean? What can we get out of this in terms of what Bill O'Brien is facing now? I mean, just really, I mean, he's had a couple of 2-0 starts there, a couple of 0-2 start, 0-3 to be honest, and then a couple of splits. It just has to do with what their opponents are that week.
I just think it has to do with, this is definitely the two best opponents they faced. And a lot of times, whenever they come up short, they do respond.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they win ugly, but this would be the most impressive win in the first 2 weeks of the season Bill O'Brien has
now,
ever
that's
had.
True.
That's my biggest takeaway.
New England might have been, but they lost that one.
They lost. The Cincinnati was impressive, although Cincinnati wasn't good, but it was 4 days with Deshaun Watson out. Jacksonville, you kind of felt like they should have won that one a little bit more. So they've had some sluggish performances, but if they're able to get this one, I think this would be the most impressive win Bill O'Brien's ever had in the first 2 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
713-572-4610. If you do want to get in, Lamar Jackson versus Deshaun Watson, volume two. We've seen Deshaun versus Pat Mahomes. Mahomes now mm-hmm. has a 1-2 head-to-head record against Watson. Lamar's 1-0, and it was a dominant performance, mm-hmm. to say the very least, by Lamar Jackson. You don't want to start out 1-4 combined against Lamar Jackson and Pat Mahomes. Those are your peers. Those are the guys that you're going to be competing with the remainder of this season.
And I know Indianapolis lost, but Jacksonville's better than you think, at least after week one. And Tennessee gutted out a game, which good teams do. That happens with good teams. You know, you win ugly. You go to on the road, you're at altitude. You just got, you know, Clowney that week, and you find a way to win. So you can't be losing ground. You can't be losing ground to Tennessee all of a sudden already. You know, you can't be 0-2 while they maybe go 2-0.
No, I mean, I think in the NFL, like especially when you win divisions, I know this isn't the right mindset, but I think the reality is a lot of times you don't expect a team to win. Like you didn't expect the Texans to beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, you're always like, oh no, what could go wrong?
But sometimes you also lose when you expect to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the teams that are able to win ugly like Tennessee did yesterday, I think those are the teams that typically win the division.
So yeah, things tend to happen to them.
That's what I'm saying. Like Tennessee had what, their C game yesterday?
Yeah.
I mean, they had a starter get thrown out for throwing a
missed
punch.
Field goals alone.
Clowney's not himself. You miss three field goals, you miss an extra point, and you still find a way to win. As impressive as it is to beat the teams like the Baltimores and then win games you're supposed to, when you don't play your best game and you win, I think that's the measurement of a team that has the biggest possibility of being able to have success as the season goes on.
It also feeds into my theory of, like, when teams create a lot of turnovers for no real rhyme or reason, they just have, you know, they just continue to create turnovers. You can't really define more times than not, you know, well, they create turnovers because of this. Yeah, they make plays, but sometimes they just get good bounces. I think the same thing has happened when you have a couple of ugly wins. You just have a good year. I mean, you just tend to, things just tend to go your way. So you can't fall behind the Titans, and especially going 0-2.
713-572-4610. What can Brown do for you? JR, the UPS guy. You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Man, what's going on, fellas? Look, I know we spoke last week, man, and I promise you, I don't mean to make a spark or be controversial, man. But as much as I love Deshaun Watson, man, Deshaun is very inconsistent. Again, he's a regular quarterback with great attributes. I think he's going to struggle mightily. He's had a blanket for the last 3 years with DeAndre Hopkins. And he'll play great one game, and he'll disappear another game. Again, he's the James Harden of the Houston Texans. I hate to say that, man, and it was hard for me to come to this place.
You're on that hill, James. You're on that hill,
bro,
man.
Look, J-Lo, check this out. We are drunk, and we are fat, fool fed with Deshaun Watson's spectacular plays. But just think about it for a second. Think about how inconsistent Deshaun is. When he's great, he's great. I mean, whatever he did wrong, it's all been just completely obliterated. But when he's off, he is off, and he looks like a regular guy on the B team on the 8th grade. I went a little far with that, but I'm just saying.
JR, gosh, got to let you go on that. B team on the 8th grade.
I just can't co-sign. Hey, I'm not going to tell you're crazy.
You're crazy, JR.
But I just, you look at what some of the things that are making him be inconsistent. His head coach just said yesterday afternoon, we missed a hot read. Dude, his coach is not doing him any favors here.
Not doing it.
Crazy.
Not doing it. This is a little trip back in time with B.O.B. 2 weeks into the season. Let's look ahead to week two. Let's talk about some other stuff going on around the NFL. There's some bad news in Indy. There's some bad news in Tennessee. And there's a lot of other stuff going on around the league. Let's go around next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.